You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And look, Kerry, always interesting around the Chicago Cubs. Never a lack of storylines and whatnot. This week, and I know it's not like the pivotal item of the week, but I just love it when we get new terminology, and Joe Maddon's good at that kind of stuff. Let's talk mental mechanics and yes. Jorge Soler, because I know that there has to be some concern, and Joe's is good at anybody at sort of massaging these things, but making some moves. I've seen a day off, moving into a leadoff spot, and this is all about mental mechanics adjustments for him. Explain to us what we're talking about.
Well, I think what Joe's trying to do is, instead of having the player think about his physical mechanics, you know, where should my feet be, where should my head be, that kind of thing, just sort of think about the game a little bit. If he's, what he wanted to do when he had Soler lead off for one game was to just focus on scoring runs. That was his, so get on base so he could score runs. Not get a hit, not hit a home run, but just think about getting on base, which meant, you know, think about his approach at the plate, that kind of thing. It was interesting. Soler got a walk and a single on the day that he was a leadoff guy. And then they gave him a day on Monday, just sat him in the first game against the Cardinals, just to sort of give him a breather. And actually, the Cubs won't say this, but it's not a bad thing for Soler to sit every once in a while. He's had some leg issues the last 2 years, and to just get a day isn't really a bad thing for that physically. And it just, I don't know about you, but I always feel better when I come back after a day off too. So it just could help him a little bit, you know, in that regard. But it's really just, the Cubs have started a whole like mental skills program this year that, it's not that they didn't have it before, but they've really promoted it a little bit more and made it more visible. And I think that Joe's just really a big believer in how important the mental side of the game is. And that's sort of what he's dealing with here.
So a mental skills program, what exactly is that?
Well, it's just so that you have somebody, you've got a hitting coach who's going to tell you, you know, well, you know, like I say, your feet should be here, your head should be here, this is how you should do your swing. But the mental skills guy is going to say, okay, how do you deal with these situations? How do you, confident are you? How comfortable are you? What are you thinking about now? I've overheard a few conversations, and they're interesting. The one of the guys will say to the player, what are you thinking about at that point? And just sort of trying to get in their head a little bit.
Huh. Interesting.
Sorry,
I need
a cough button for a second. Hang on. Okay.
No problem. With the mental mechanics stuff that he was talking about with Jorge Soler, the idea too is stop worrying about hitting home runs, stop pressing, that kind of thing. If you change the role, maybe you change the mentality a little bit. I remember when I was a lot younger, sometimes the idea was they literally put a quarter in a guy's shoe. So that you would think about the quarter in the shoe and that awkward feeling and stop worrying about, you know, is my toe tap early? Is it late? Is my elbow up? Is it down? I think there might be some real merit to tinkering around like that.
Yeah, and it's, like I say, it's not, you know, guys, there's so many things. I mean, I know when I go out and play golf, I'm trying so hard to make sure that my swing is just right and to line everything up and everything. If I could just, you know, it sort of distracts from just sort of playing the game. What he's trying to do is think, you know, okay, don't think about where your feet are. Don't think about where your hands are. Let's just try and do what you need to do to get on base. And it's really kind of a refreshing way to think. I know, having dealt with Don Zimmer once as a manager, because I'm sure he wouldn't, he'd probably be rolling his eyes right now and spitting tobacco at my shoes, but it's just something that's worth kind of considering and trying.
Yeah. But it's an epidemic right now, this whole issue of power, home runs, whether it's Soler or, of course, Bryant. You know, we're waiting. Addison Russell finally got his. In general, there just seems to be pressure about the home run ball right now.
Well, and I've talked to some scouts who watch Bryant, and they feel that they've seen him just kind of grip the bat a little tighter, you know, and at bats There's been a little frustration, although, you know, Chris is getting on base, he's getting his walks, and they're very happy with that. Of course, I think all the Cub fans would like to see him hitting five home runs instead of getting five walks. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of him still learning the pitchers, learning how they're going to approach him. The Brewers did a really good job in the weekend series at Wrigley, and I think that other teams are going to watch that video a little bit and see what Mike Fiers did to him and how he elevated the pitches and how Bryant was susceptible to that. And other teams might follow suit.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, the time will come for Chris Bryant, and then once that first one happens, Katie bar the door, who knows what way.
Well, you know, and, they're streaky. You know, I mean, and he's you know, I don't think he's ever had this long a stretch, though. I don't think without a homer. I've been trying to talk to my folks in the minors to sort of give me, and they can't come up with this long a stretch of him going without a dinger. So we'll see.
Yeah, it will happen, though. We know that much. And the team right now in second place in the division, John Lester finally got in the win column late last week. But let's talk a little bit about this franchise four. At Cubs.com, fans can jump on and vote for their top four all-time Cubs. And these are tough assignments even to come up with a list of eight to choose from here. You know, to me, there's the obvious shoe-in, you know, Ernie Banks. But I think you can make interesting arguments for just about everybody else on that list. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I know my husband and I had major debate over this because he found it very interesting, and I found it interesting, and we were debating it before I'd even seen the eight who are on the list because I wondered if you could write in. And then we started putting together our own franchise for, you know, guys that had been good for us to go to as far as reporters, you know, so like Mark Grace is number one because he was our best go-to guy. So we were sort of putting together our own franchise four list for in that way. And I don't think that's what the competition is about. To me, it was easy to click off Ernie Banks and also to click off Billy Williams. Billy to me is just, when I watch some of the highlight films and see some of his numbers, they're just incredible. So Billy is a guy that I would also include. After that, it gets a little tricky. You know, how far back do you want to go? Do you want to go back to the old timers? You know, to the Gabby Hartnetts and to the Roger Shornsky, those kind of guys, or do you want to go with Sammy Sosa? You know, who really excited the crowds when he was there with the Cubs too. So, and Sosa, I kind of included in my final four once my husband and I got a little more serious about it, because I just remember the days at Wrigley when he was there and he homered. It was just incredible. He really made an impact.
So those were some exciting days, no doubt. And he was the man. Once again, left with Ron Santo. And it's just, again, it's funny because of the competition here, but there's Ronnie again, kind of on the cusp, in or out for the franchise four for you.
Well, see, I might lean more towards Fergie Jenkins. And I know that's going to upset some Ron Santo supporters, but I think what Fergie did, pitching at Wrigley so consistently and the innings and the complete games, and I guess I would pick Fergie in my group a little bit. I'm a big fan of his. And again, it's not to diss Santo at all. It's just I can only pick four.
Yeah. Did you have any room for the old timers like the Gabby Hartnetts, the Three Finger Brown, or is it tough for you just to bridge all that time and go back and put those guys on?
Yeah, I kind of went over that, and it's hard because, you know, if you could do like a top 10, it'd be really easy. But here we're talking just four. I like Gabby, but I was a big Phil Caporetto fan. Hank Sauer had a major impact during his time with the Cubs, although he wasn't there that long. I mean, there's a lot of guys you could. Pat Wilson with the RBI record. I mean, there's a lot of guys you could add to this list. I hope Cubs fans take part, and it'd be interesting to see their picks when this is all done.
Yeah, a fun list, and like you say, they could make it 20 deep, and it'd still be difficult. Well,
yeah.
All right, Carrie, I know there's always a lot of stuff to take care of when you're following the Cubs, so I'll let you get back at it. We'll do it again next week.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.